This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I'm sorry I came late, but I was actually teaching the youth on the other side and there was questions, and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. So we're going to continue today. We're going to move to, we talked about last week about taqwa. So what is taqwa? Now everyone is looking at me. What is taqwa? Fayrouz, you know, you were writing very well last time. Okay, so being Allah conscious, that's a good translation. But what does it mean? I went for 1 hour talking about it. Yes. I consider.
I think it's, I wasn't here, but I think what it means to me is doing everything purposefully that is pleasing to Allah.
Okay, so you're doing everything purposefully to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to come to it today from the signs. How do you know you're a muttaqi or you're not? There's signs on that. But what is taqwa? Hi, Ali, you wrote it.
Many definitions.
Yeah, give me one. يجدك حيث أمرك ولا يجدك حيث نهاك أو لا يجدك حيث نهاك أو يفتقدك حيث أمرك. The idea. Allah told me to do things and Allah told me not to do things in general. And everyone different according to your life. He doesn't want to see me, and he sees where he doesn't want me to be. Doesn't want me to be physically, doesn't want me to be talking, or he doesn't miss me where he wants to see me. And I love this one, and how the personal relation. He doesn't miss me, for example, class, right? You can come, I'm not saying you cannot, whether online or whether in person. And he looks and says, well, she lives 5 minutes from the masjid, right? And there is no reason not to come. He looks and says, well, Hifa is not here. Then I'm not muttaqi. That moment, by the way, that doesn't mean I'm not muttaqi all the time. That time, right? It's salah time, everybody. Where does he want to see me? In my musalla, unless there is a real, genuine excuse. And I'm not talking about all the time, because life changes. But in general, there is people backbiting. Very common. Where does he want to see me? Not with them. He does not want to see me with them, because then found me in a place he doesn't want me to be. And you apply this on your life. Everything. Everything. You're watching alone, watching TV, watching on your phone. What are you seeing? Is he seeing me? And if he sees me, what am I doing? Is that something he wants me to be doing? So that's the definition of taqwa. And went on and on and on about it. Today we're going to go to, are you a muttaqi? What is the sign? You can say anything you want about yourself. You can say anything about me. But am I? Am I really a muttaqi? What is the sign that you are a person of taqwa? Alamatul muttaqi. We're going to go this week, the signs. Next week and the week after, before Ramadan, the fruits. What will I get if I decided to be a muttaqi? Because we live in a day and time, what I'm going to get out of it, right? I'm going to exercise for 5 days a week. When I'm going to gain, when I'm going to get to my weight, the one I want. I'm going to study that much. Am I going to, what I'm going to get out of it? We always are in it, even before, but now even more. We are in the opinion of, give me what I'm going to get out of it. طيب. So what is the sign you're a muttaqi? ما علامات المتقي? I'll give it to you. It's all from the Quran. It's not something I will just say, but it's all from the Quran. Number one, the first thing you are always worried about is what? That Allah is not happy with you. This is المتقي, is all the relationship is with Allah. There's nothing about the dunya. There's nothing about material. Not even about Jannah and Nar. The muttaqi is always worried. And by the way, to be called a muttaqiyya, there is a constant and there is certain areas, right? So I'm going to share with you all the time, and then we can maybe come up some examples in certain cases. Number one, you are worried. Like how much you're worried about your children, how much you're worried about your future, how much worried where which college you're going to go to, right? How much worried about the economy or my job, or the you get an email, the company is laying off people. Am I one of them, right? Or you're worried, will I live till I see Ramadan? All these worries, genuine. The muttaqi, the what he or she worries about, one question, are you happy with me? And the are you is Allah, is not human being. Is are you happy? يَخْشَى أَوْ يَتَّقِي أَنْ يَسْخَطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. So worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy with him. Are you happy with me? Ask Allah this question always in your salah. Maybe you have not done it. Do it. Do it. And then you say, if you are not, show me. So I can change. The fact you ask tells me you want to. The fact you ask tell me you want to be. So that's number one. Number two. Everything around you or everything around al-muttaqi is a lesson for him or her. Connect her with Allah. I'll give you an example. This is a true one. It's a reel showed up in my Instagram. He's a very well-known writer, and I love what he say. He's Lebanese, by the way. Right? So he said, and this is the reel. Look at taqwa. So he said, I was going to the barber to trim my beard. Okay. And he said, he was very experienced to the point I'm getting scared because he flipped the scissors and the scissor comes to very close to my eyes. Honestly, he was saying it in a very beautiful way. And he said, finally, I said to myself, I need my beard to be trimmed. So I'm going to close my eyes. And I said, he said, once I closed my eyes, let him do what he wants. Now, what is the reflection? He said it. He said, then I came to my mind. I gave my safety to a barber, and I don't give my safety, and I rely completely on the one who created the barber and me and the scissor. That's reflection. That's al-muttaqi. Everything around you, and you probably have heard it so many times from me, everything around us is a message from Allah. And the lucky one is the she or a he who learned it. When things goes wrong, that's a lesson from Allah. And when things goes exactly my way, it's a lesson from Allah. What does he want from me? Why you? I say, why me? What does he want from me? Why I'm teaching you? Why not any one of you in this chair? Why I'm not in this audience? It's not to brag. Or to praise. It's a message from him. Do what? Expect what? So everything around you, he made you single. And he made you married. And gave you children. And did not. And very rich. And very beautiful. And it's all reflection and expectations. Al-muttaqi, second. So number one, you always want to please him. Second, everything comes your way is a message from him. And learn from the message. The more you do that, because many of you are like, how do I know what he wants from me? Right? The more you really think about that, he'll show you. He will show you. Just keep asking him. Keep thinking about him. Make him the focus of your day, and then he will show you. Third, not only the message, but why now, or let's put this as a third, why you are doing what you are doing, why you are in this class, or why you didn't come, why you invited this person and you didn't invite that person, why you decided to come, let's say, and live in Irvine and not in another state. Or another city. The answer has to be, هذا is extremely important. Has to be in every situation. Never because I like it, because I wanted it, because everybody else is doing it. It has to be to please him. And here is a beautiful verse in the Quran, Surah Taha. And Allah asks Sayyidina Musa, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى Why you rushed to me and you left the people behind you? عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى I ran to you, Ya Allah, so you are pleased with me. Listen to this. This is a woman who was with me in Hajj years ago. And we were walking that year. There was no train, so we were walking, right? And she was walking very fast. And people behind her, someone looked at her and said, why you are running? Why are you walking so fast? She looked and said, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Everyone was quiet. Quiet. And she meant it because it came. It's not like you're in a lecture and just heard it. It came spontaneous. Somebody read the Quran, not necessarily a hafidah, but knew this personal relationship with Allah. Your goal in Ramadan, don't forget what is this all this series is about. Your goal in Ramadan, you come out of Ramadan, you need to have these. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That's what all Ramadan is about. Ramadan is not about rushing to go to the Taraweeh. And then half of the Taraweeh I'm eating and I'm playing with my friends and I'm talking and I am. That's not Ramadan. That's outside Ramadan. لِلْمُتَّقِينَ تَقْوَى When I'm in Taraweeh, I'm not going to open my mouth because I am annoying. I got tired. I need to take a break. Sure. You move to the back and you're not saying a single word because that's not pleasing him. And because you're hurting the people next to you, you're thinking of the people around you because you're thinking what Allah is saying about you now. Your niyyah, your intention, it has to be that Allah will never practice it in Ramadan. Because if you can do it for 30 days, it becomes a habit. If you can do it for 30 days, you will not waste a single thing in Ramadan. Not a sip of water, not a 2 grains of rice, or whatever you eat, you do it every single day. So Allah is pleased with me. You come out of Ramadan, you're a different person. We don't practice this. The goal of Ramadan, we don't want it. We don't know it. We don't know it. Allah doesn't need my hunger and thirst. Allah doesn't need me standing 2 hours here and it's very difficult. Or Allah doesn't want me to park far away and walk. And He doesn't want this struggle. It's not going to add anything to Allah. What He wants from me, the taqwa. Again, go back to the verse of Sum, of fasting in the Quran, in Al-Baqarah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Oh people, oh faithful people, people of faith. Fasting has been prescribed upon you like, meaning it's become an obligation. That's the verse of fasting became an obligation. Like the people before you, so you may attain taqwa. If Ramadan ended and I am not a woman of taqwa, I need really to ask Allah to forgive me. And don't judge anyone else. You don't know anything about anybody because you don't know their intention. So number 3 is your intention. Keep reminding yourself, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Number 4. And that is the most difficult one to everybody, including me. It says, control the nafs and its desire and its inclinations. And I'm writing a note here from one of my teachers. Says, I'm going to read it in Arabic. This is, by the way, 2011. I taught a course about it. Says, لا تجعلي نفسك تفعل كل ما تريد وتقول كل ما تريد. Don't make your nafs. Nafs meaning me. Does everything it wants and says and say everything it wants. Then you have no control. اللجام is the horse when they put the harness Why do they put a harness on the to control what? If anybody of you have taken horseback riding classes, the first thing they teach you after you clean the horse, the last thing before you get on the horse is to put the harness. And why is that? So you can have the rein, and then you can control the horse. You want to go to the right? The horse doesn't want to go to the right. But you're going to tell him to go to the right. You want to go to the left? Stop. Move quicker. They call it lijam, hardness. This is the same word is used in tazkiyah to control your nafs. Do not let your nafs do everything it wants. That's the sign of a muttaqi. I have to say it. No, you don't have to say it. You have to think. Is it pleasing to Allah? Is that what He wants from me today? And if the answer is yes, do it. If the answer, I'm not sure, stop. Hold. I don't know if I'm, think of the horse. I don't know if I need to go to the right or I need to go to the left. What do? You stop and think, right? Stop and think. Stop and think. Al-Muttaqi, the sign of Al-Muttaqi, that he has a full control of herself or himself. No one can irritate you. No one can make you do what they want. You have the control. And I'm talking about no one. Children, spouses, as long as it is doubtful, not pleasing to Allah, or for sure it's not pleasing to Allah, I'm not doing it. So controlling the nafs is one of the most important. I'm going to give you, it's 9 or 10 actually. I'm going to give it to you all as points, and I'll go. And so in case the time will not be enough. Number one, as I said, very worried that Allah will not be happy with her or him. That's number one. Number two, contemplate about everything they do. Why they are doing it, and is it pleasing to Allah? Run to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us all like that. Run to the obedience of Allah. Like you run to Taraweeh. You see how everybody run to Taraweeh? Contemplate on that and run to Taraweeh in your daily life. Think of it, Taraweeh. Everything that pleases Allah, think of it as Taraweeh. Do you run for it? So that's number three. Four, lijam, harnessed, yaljum nafsa. He is a person of composed, we say these days. Refined, another word. In general, in public, say she's refined. What does refined mean? When she speaks, when she walks, it's everything is calculated, right? But not calculated to what pleases people. Calculated to what pleases? Lovely. So, lijam. And the five. It's going to get harder. Are you ready? I'll see you all. You're going to stay here till the end? Right. The person of taqwa, and I'll come to it in detail, but I'm just giving you this. The number five, leaves a lot of the halal. Leaves, stay away from a lot of the permissible things because he or she is afraid of falling into the haram. Falling into the haram. The next one, the person of taqwa, the path is very clear for her. A woman of taqwa, the path is very clear for her. I'll come in the details. Number seven, the character of a muttaqi is what? Patient. Calm and patient. Give yourself time. Give the others times. Think about things. Right? Not rushing. Sabur. Al-Muttaqi, this is very nice. This is going to put a smile on all your faces. Al-Muttaqi awwab. Al-Muttaqi, the person of taqwa, turn to Allah very frequent. Turn back to Allah. Meaning, the person of taqwa can disobey Allah, will disobey Allah. But the reaction after I disobey Allah tells me I'm a muttaqi or not. If I disobey Allah, and we all does, different levels, different things, but we all do. I disobey Allah. What happens? I don't justify it. I don't say, what did I do? What is the big deal? Why you're making it a big deal? What do I do? Back. عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Turn back to Allah quickly. And number nine. And it's the same idea, but repent to Allah frequently. Right? So let me go to the ones that I need to little bit pay more attention to it, especially related to Ramadan. So we said the muttaqi, she or he, leaves a lot of the halal because she or he does not want to fall in haram. What does that mean? Give me an example. How many of you come to the masjid or pray taraweeh in a masjid? Show me hands. Okay, more than 50%. I was expecting more. طيب. Not necessarily in this masjid. Any masjid. The same number. طيب. Okay. And how many of you break fast in the house with the family? Everybody. Mom does. Now we are coming. This is going to be. What is leaving some of the halal? Or now actually, leaving a lot of the halal because you're worried that you may fall in a haram. Halal is permissible, haram is forbidden. So what is halal? Everything Allah did not make it haram. Learn this. The asl in this deen, the base of this deen, the foundation of this deen, of this religion, everything is halal. Unless Allah said so. So don't make everything haram. Unless there is a verse or there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, there's consensus of the scholars that this is haram. طيب. But what he means or what does it mean when I am a muttaqin, inshallah, all of us are muttaqin, that I left a lot of the halal because I am worried I'm going to fall in the haram. Give me an example if anybody can think of something. Yes. So you're finished the eating with dinner with your friends. I'm just saying it because we have people online here. Okay. Yeah.
So let's say you know you had your body and then you went to you know prayer and then there's a small window of time before you know the therapy starts. So at that time you know you're going to sit and watch it with your friends. So maybe instead of doing that, go to your car. You know.
Okay, but where is the too much halal? So the example is very practical, right? You're in a gathering, you're invited for iftar, you went for the iftar, and you know after the iftar, you're going to sit there waiting for the taraweeh, and there's going to be a backbiting. So where is the halal here? That I'm going to leave so I don't fall in the haram. Exactly, cut down on your socializing. Socializing is halal. Especially in Ramadan, they're inviting you for iftar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But if I know, again, I'm not saying everybody don't go anywhere. You know yourself and you know your surroundings. If me going, being with this company or that company, the chances of me disobeying Allah, not only about backbiting, anything else, then I need to leave that halal. Because that's the famous hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, where they say this deen is based on three or four hadiths only. There's thousands of hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's three or four, they differ. But one of them, the one I'll share with you, all of them agreed that this deen based on. The first one is actually everything is judged and rewarded by the intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat. All the scholars agreed. Second is this one. Al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin. Halal is clear. And haram is clear. And in between, there is a lot of doubtful things. Majority of people don't know. I'm translating the hadith. الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. A lot of doubtful things. Majority of people don't know. Give me an example. We live in a doubtful lifetime. I'm not talking about meat. I'm not. Please don't. This is two different opinions. Everybody choose what they are comfortable. That's something, it's not the main thing. What is doubtful? And what is halal, too much halal? I'll give you an example. You're on your phone, right? You're going through your social media. You know that in that social media is a lot of haram. It's not you. You don't follow those things, but it's going to pop off, right? Daily. I am going to cut down on my screen time so I don't see the haram. You left it. It's halal. You probably follow the shiuch. You probably, or let's say YouTube. So you probably listen, but you are leaving a lot of the halal because you are afraid of the haram. That's taqwa. You don't come to the masjid for taraweeh for only one reason. I know myself. I am going to go and I'm going to be looking at all the women around me and I'm going to be, I don't like this one. She is this. Me. Not talking to anybody. Feeding. That's kibr. That's arrogance. I don't want to pray next to her. Oh, she came in with the baby. Whatever. You know how we are. Then I'm not going. Because this nafs needs lijam. This nafs needs a harness. And the harness means you're staying home. By the way, nafs is like a baby. It's a very famous poem. It's like a baby. The baby, the nafs is like a child, breastfeeding child. If you train them, they will stop breastfeeding. If you don't, they will continue. So here you go. Again, everybody here, we're very different, different background, different. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Islam, even different ages. Each one of you has to have a list of the haram that she is worried about in Ramadan. Everybody is different. And then you look at that. I want to be a muttaqi. I want to leave after 30 days. I'm a different human being. Unless I know what is the issues, I'm not going to change. And that's what we see every year, the same story. Bismillah. It's okay. Bismillah. It's okay. Nothing happened. So here you go. You look at the list. Look at the list. You go at the list and look at yourself. What are you missing? Or what is the things you know it's going to put you in the category on the edge of the haram? By Allah, if coming to Taraweeh is going to let you do something haram, say something haram. And I'm not talking about major things, because a lot of the haram, we got so much used to it and we don't even look at it as haram anymore, unfortunately. Then don't come to the masjid. Stay alone. The biggest haram we do in Ramadan is what? I can't hear you. Waste food. That's why I'm extremely happy there's no food this year in ICY. That's what they decided, they told me. Because there's a lot of waste. Dates, you don't like it, you throw it. You're a muttaqi. You just fasted 16 hours. It was so hard. You just drove 20 minutes to come to the masjid. You just had this issue finding a parking and walking and everything. And then that date that Allah gave you for sunnah, you don't like it, take a bite and leave it. And who's going to take it after you? Let alone throw it in the masjid? That's haram. You're coming to obey Allah, to get close to Allah. And the moment you put your foot down, Allah made me remember. The shoes. It's not funny. It's painful. It's painful when you leave the shoes at the door and all these racks are empty. What is going to take from you to pick this two? And put it in that, billahi alaykum. How much time it will take? 1 second, two, three, five. Versus, again, fast 16 hours or 14 hours, very hard. You were working or you were in school, running, coming. Finally, you came. You left the shoe. I come after you. And I trip in that shoes. You just disobeyed Allah because you hurt me. You're coming to Allah to please Him. Al-Muttaqi. You go against your nafs. Oh, I'm in a rush. No worries. 2 seconds. You tell your nafs, no time. Just put it up. And this is act of worship. Because your niyyah is, you do not harm anybody. Are you with me? Change the way we look at things. The usual things we do, we need to change it to make it an act of worship. Then I'm a muttaqi. And I didn't change my life. Lijam. Lijam. Talking. And people are praying. The imam is reading, and I am so much with what he's reading. You are, and maybe this is the only day I can come. And I'm in the back talking. You're hurting us. You're disrespecting Allah's words. Where is the taqwa? So look at things, not because the masjid puts signs, because it's not pleasing to him. Your phones. By Allah, do this time. If you have to bring them, bring them. If you have to, if you cannot leave them in the car, bring them. Put them on silence. Turn them. Don't put them in front of my eyes and I'm struggling in my khushu'a. Maybe you are way better than me and the phone doesn't distract you, but it distracts me. And you put it in front of me. Yeah, this last Friday, yesterday in Fajr, in front of me, the phone, and guess what happens? Of course, there is going to be a message. And the phone, light goes on. Goodbye, khushu'a. Because I'm struggling. Aren't we? Lijam. Al-muttaqi have harness. Not everything you want to do, you do. Not everything you want to say, you say. And always think, I call this to myself, pass it through the filter of Allah's pleasure. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said, Al-halal ubayin wal-haram ubayin ubaynahuma umurun mushtabihat. Halal is clear, haram is clear. In between them, there is doubtful. Right? Now, what do I do with these doubtful things? I don't know. Stay away from them. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُهَاتِ who stay away from the doubtful, taqwa, فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. You protected your deen, your religion, and you protected your honor. Anything you are not sure, it is halal. 100%, don't do it. Don't do it. You will be rewarded. Even it turned to be halal, you're rewarded twice. Because it's halal and you like it, and then you did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So know this hadith. This hadith is very well known. طيب. Look at this very beautiful question. A man asked Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He said, what is taqwa? هذه very difficult word for me. Explain it to me. Look how they explained it. He said to him, have you ever took a path, and in the path, there is a lot of thorns. Are you with me? A lot of thorns, right? Let's say in this day, you're walking in the morning, right? And as you are walking, you see a rock here, you see something here. What do? Avoid it, right? That's what he said. ماذا تفعل؟ كيف صنعت؟ He said, what did you do when you see this? قال إذا رأيت الشوك عدلت عنه. When I see the thorns, when I see something that's harmful, I move away from it. Or jawasta, or I pass through it. And he said, that's a taqwa. Whenever you see something doubtful, it's going to weaken me. It may push me away from Allah. Stay away from it. Who can give me an example? That's a very good example about the social gathering because it's very applicable to us. Give me examples about Ramadan. So we can apply it. 2.5 weeks left. Huh? Yes, Rani.
For iftar, instead of overindulging in food, just eat till you're
like. Apply the sunnah that we all know, right? You know the three? One third, one third, one third? Everybody? Anyone in this room doesn't know? Sorry. What is one third, one third, one third? One third for solid, one third for liquid, and one third for breath. Is that the sunnah? I asked a question. It's either yes or no.
Yes.
That's the least sunnah. You're looking at me. What? Yes, because the hadith starts by following. This is the last line in the hadith. The hadith is a long one. He starts by saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا مَلَأَ ابْنُ آدَمُ وِعَاءَ شَرًّا مِنْ بَطْنِهِ. There is no container the son of Adam fills worse than his stomach. That's the beginning. Right? So number one, when I'm eating, I'm filling my container, the container called stomach. Don't fill it. That's the first thing. What we said, don't fill it. Like, and then, and he said, so what do? Stay hungry. بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات يقمن به صلبة. What does that mean? Enough for the son of Adam, us, bitelets, لقيمات in the Arabic language, bitelets, to keep him going. Do you know what's bitelets in our daily life? Appetizers, finger food. You know when you go somewhere, right? Before the wedding, before you get into the wedding, right? They give you appetizers. That's it. He said, bihasab, it's enough. And then he said, what you all know, وَإِنْ كَانَ لَابُدْ. If, look at the if. If you have to, then one third, one third, one third. One is when I have to, I'm invited to your home. I'm not going to do small bitelets because you're a host. You honored me. You put food. I need to eat. That I apply one third, one third, one third. When I'm alone, بحسب ابن آدم, enough bitelets. Meaning, practically, you're going to get up and you're not full. You're going to get up and you still want to have this last bite or two. You know this? Just one more. And you put the fork, right? Tastes good. One more. And the worst part, you're all going to laugh, we help each other on that. Come on, just try one more time. I was like, Yanas, help me. Shaitan is already telling me this. Right. So in Ramadan, I'm going to put the lijam, I'm going to put the harness, right? I'm putting, subhanAllah, again yesterday, I saw this short clip again, right? And they were saying how animals feel each other. It was amazing. And what was it? It was horses. It was two horses. Right? One has a harness and the other one doesn't. They were eating one next to the other. So the one without, that was eating. The other one was struggling. Of course, harness. That horse without a harness walked to the one with the harness, kept helping him till he took it out. Horses, animals. What do to help each other? Not only to eat, to get close to Allah, to improve ourselves. We need help. We can't do it alone. Wallahi, we can't do it alone. Whoever thinks she can do it alone, may Allah reward you, but tell me how you do it. We need the help. I don't need somebody to help me, what shaitan always tells me. So the muttaqi is a person who always, always under control, which takes to the next one. You practice sabr. If you fasted 16 hours that day, you absolutely practiced sabr. What made you not drink that coffee or tea at 10 a.m. or your breakfast or your usual water that you are carrying all the time? You practice patience. Now, I need to practice patience not only in food and in the Ramadan workshop, inshallah, that we're going to be doing in 10 days from now. This is what we're going to be covering, is not only what's the fiqh ruling of fasting, but why you're doing what you are doing. Why it is 5:34. Like this morning, this morning, 5:34 Fajr. So if you were fasting, 5:33 I can eat, 5:34 I can. Why? It's 1 minute. Yeah, Allah told me, but why? Now? No. What is the difference in 1 minute? 60 seconds. No, it's not fear. Submit to his will. He said so. He said so. Submit. Not everything I have to understand. Not everything I have to be convinced. That needs patience. That needs a lot of patience. Any one of you who have teenagers in the home, you know what that means. Absolutely. Because you have to be very patient. You have to explain, and they don't understand. And you have to really explain again. And they still didn't understand. Even if they did, they didn't don't want to do it. But you have to practice patient. And teenagers need to practice patient. SubhanAllah, it's both sides. To do things, you don't know why they are asking you to do this, but you do it because your mom or dad or both asked you. So sabr. Persistence in obedience needs sabr. By the way, patience is three kinds. Islamically, it's three kinds. You know that. There's patience to obey Allah. And there is patience to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And there is patience on the decree of Allah. Calamities. Which one is harder? So there's three kinds. Anytime you read or listen about patience, they will teach you this. There's three kinds. Everything is going my way. Things are not going my ways. Right? So everything is going my way or not, Hadi one. I need to obey Allah. I need to not disobey Allah. So I need patience in all these three situations. Which one is harder? The scholars all agreed is to obey Allah is the hardest one. And you will say, really? Yes. Because when I am and you are inflicted with something, it's not my choice. You got the flu. It's not my choice. You better be patient. You don't want to be patient, you still get that flu. Disobedience, not everyone has an access to it. But obedience, everybody can do it. And it's only my nafs has to say yes. I need to discipline it. And discipline needs patience. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ To practically gauge yourself at the end of Ramadan. Put a goal from now. What is the two things in you? And don't say this to anybody. Allah knows. The two things in you that you want to change. Don't tell me. May Allah help me first. Two things in you. Put it as a goal. They are obstacle between you and Allah. They are obstacle in your path to Allah. And you're going to work on it. This needs a lot of patience. Because you're used to it, you like it, you love it, but I want to change. And say to yourself, if you are able to fast for 16 hours, you can do that. If you are able to come and pray for 2 hours standing, you can do that. Those are much harder. A lot of people will tell you, I can't do that. I can't not eat or drink for 14, 15 hours. So the sabr is part of taqwa, the sign of a muttaqi. In general, they are calm. If you are angry all the time, and if you say things that you shouldn't say, doesn't matter what is the situation around you, you need to work on your taqwa. And I've said this so many times. If you have made a promise to somebody, taqwa is you need to fulfill that promise. You're supposed to work from this hour to that hour. Taqwa is you need to fulfill those hours. It's not you come to where you like and when there isn't anything, you don't show up. That's not taqwa. You're disobeying Allah. It doesn't matter they see you or they don't, and it doesn't matter they pay you or they don't, because Allah is watching you. Sabr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you go to Surah Ali Imran, third chapter in the Quran, the whole Surah talks about two battles mainly, which is Badr and Uhud. And Allah at the end, there's a lot of lessons from it. One day, inshallah, if Allah wills, we'll do it. There's a lot of lessons in it, a lot of why did you do that? Why did you fail? Not Allah is asking, but Allah showing us. He ends it by a beautiful description of the people for why we are here and why we are surrounded by creations. Everything around the creation of heavens and earth and the night and the day is actually signs for those who can reflect. And then he goes on, they talk about Akhirah, talk about Jannah, talk about everything. he ends it with the goal of the surah, take home message. And I'm going to tell you this take home message. Get ready to Ramadan with this verse. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. That's you and me, right? Look at this. Sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa attaqullah la'allakum tuflihun. Scholars tells you, you want to be successful? Practice these four. Bismillah. What did he tell me? Sbiru, be patient. What does be patient mean? Especially the youth. A lot of anxiety these days. Why? Because this has to happen now. It doesn't have to happen now. No, what has to happen now? I need to be patient. Because it's going to happen when Allah wants it to happen, not when I want. And it will not happen if Allah does not want it to happen. That needs sabr. Now, how do I become sabr? One word. I hear actually two verses in the Quran keeps me going. Do you want Allah to love you? Do you want Allah to love you?
Yes.
Do you want Allah to love you?
Yes.
Be patient. Inna Allah yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who are patient. In everything. Second, keeps you going. Again, we live in a day and time. What am I going to get out of it? The only act of worship that Allah did not quantify the amount of the reward. Everything is times 10, right? Except patience. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, those who are patient will be rewarded unaccounted for. These two keeps you going. I'm not saying be patient when injustice is being done to you. That's not patient. Patient is when I want something and it's not happening. When I don't want something and still going on. When I need to get up for Fajr, but I love sleep. I need to be patient to get up and put my love on the side. So sbiru, tell yourself, sbiru, be patient in Ramadan, meaning obey Allah 24/7, meaning go against what you like, and what you like is not pleasing to Allah. Sabiru is what you all need to learn. What is sabiru? Compete in being patient. So I look and I see, mashallah, tabarakallah. In the last two rukat, she did not even blink an eye. I'm going to compete. Because that means sabr. I'm going to compete. Compete in goodness. Compete in patience. Don't compete in material things. Don't compete, she has this, I don't have it, I have to have it. Allah didn't give it to you, gave it to her. But compete in what pleases him, he will give it to you. And her. Sabiru. Compete in good things. Compete, absolutely competition. You see how the kids are like, did you memorize the Quran? I am going to memorize. Fine, do it too. So sabiru. بعدين ورابطوا. طبعا هي رابطوا has another meaning for war. But in my life, stay steadfast. Don't change. Stay fast. Steadfast. الرباط. You know what's a rabat? It's usually, a rabat, usually, it's in battle. In the front, they put one soldier in the top to observe. That soldier doesn't move. Because if he moves, everybody will be gone. ذَذَلِكُمُ الرَّبَاطِ. Rasul alayhi salatu was mentioned about something else. But for me, in Ramadan, I beg everyone. Again, I'm not with you in Ramadan. Everyone, you are the same person. Day 1 of Ramadan, day 10 of Ramadan, day 20 of Ramadan, and day 30 of Ramadan. What usually happens is day 1 and 2, the masjid is full. The middle 10 days, Ramadan took a vacation. The last 10 days, we start coming back. Why? That's my nafs. I need rabit. I need to stay steadfast. First 2 or 3 days, I was excellent in my salah. Perfect. And then I gradually. By the middle, back. No, stay steadfast. I said I'm not going to have social media in Ramadan. I did it for the first 2 or 3 days. Next, gradually. No, رابط. Ask Allah to keep you steadfast. هذا I need Allah to help me. I can't do it alone. صبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله. It's part of it, and it will lead, and it will lead to it. Alhamdulillah, I thought we are almost there, right? As much as you know, I will end up in here, and maybe if we have 5 minutes, maybe we'll leave it for question answers. Whatever you know from the Quran, try to not review, read. Try to bring it to your life. Meaning, what is everyone in this room? Something in the Quran everybody knows. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Anyone in this room doesn't know it? Show me hand if you don't. طيب, alhamdulillah. Practice it in Ramadan. الْمُتَّقِي يَتَذَكَّرُ النُّصُوص. They say. الْمُتَّقِي, remember the verses. Like I just told you, right? I just told you, the guy who was doing he right away reflected. المتقي reflects. المتقي is not embedded or immersed in this rat race we are all in. What I'm going to do tomorrow, what the kids have practice, the food, dinner, breakfast, whatever, my mom's coming, I have to go and do this. This is all life. That's not going to stop. But all that has to be in the frame of taqwa and pleasing Allah. And if you can do that, you have double and triple reward than people who don't have that all struggle to juggle in. So al-muttaqi, think of the horse, lijam. Think of the competition, compete in good. Al-muttaqi, niyyah in everything. Everything. What I'm going to get out of it? That's fine. Do this with Allah. Why? Ya Rabbi, please forgive me. Why? Because it's going to remind me all the time to have intention and niyyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the muttaqeen. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathir. Just a quick reminder for the Ramadan workshop. If you are planning to come, please register. We're already 60% full. And we are very limited in space. Once we are full, we cannot, because there's no space. And we already moved it from the Jannah Center to here, and there's no other space. And please, I'll beg you, if you are not planning to come, don't register. Because this is not taqwa. Because you're taking the place of someone else. Right? It's a free, alhamdulillah, it's a free workshop. It's a workshop, 6 hours. The first 3 hours is we're going to go through all the fiqh, practical parts of the siyam, of fasting and Ramadan and all this. And the next 3 hours, actually 2 hours, will be on the spiritual part of Ramadan. And the last hour is all questions and answers. So please, if you are planning, go ahead and register. Behind you, there is a, do we have the barcode, right? We have the barcode? Do we have it? Yes? Okay. So the barcode, yeah, the barcode in the flyers and the barcode in the back. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا